shaped, built, and mature in Christ.
Makikita po natin ang kasagutan na yan sa ating passage ngayong umaga, which is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 to 16. Ang church ay hindi ho random o passive, but is God's design for our growth together into maturity in Christ. Open your Bible sa Ephesians chapter 4, kung wala pa po kayo doon. Tayo po ay nasa pangalawang linggo na ng ating topical sermon series na tinatawag nating Cultivating a Gospel Community. Tulad nga ng mabanggit natin last week, ang regular preaching diet dito sa Crossroads is expositional preaching, where we work hard going through different genres of the books of the Bible, at sinisikap po natin na sa biyaya ng Panginoon to make the point of the passage the point of the sermon. Naniniwala kami na itong pansamantalang topic series na ito ay makakatulong sa atin sa pag-unawa kung paano maging isang church community that is shaped by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dahil naniniwala po kami na ang church, na ang Christian life was never meant to be lived alone. It's never meant to be lived alone. At last week, nakita natin yan, that the gospel does more than lead individuals to salvation. Through Christ, God creates a new people, a community that loves, serves, and encourages one another, shapes them into a holy community, and through their lives, live together to display God's glory to the watching world. Naaral po natin yun last week. Ngayon naman, paano natin makukultivate ang gantong klaseng community? Mangyayari lamang ito if the church grows in Christ together. If the church grows in Christ together. And what better passage to learn about this is Paul's letter to the Ephesians. So, from there, makita natin sa Ephesians 4:15 to 16. Ayon sa kasamaang kumpastol dati sa Redeemer, sabi niya, Ephesians daw ang best book to learn about the local church. And I agree. The book of Ephesians was written by the Apostle Paul during sa kanyang imprisonment niya sa Rome. He wrote this to a young, thriving church in Ephesus to encourage at bigyan sila ng instructions. Sa chapter 1 and 2, Paul speaks of how Jesus creates and forms his church. Sa chapter 3 naman, he explains the purpose of the church. At sa chapters 4 to 6, he instructs them how they are to live together as a redeemed community. Now, sa passage naman natin, yung first part ng chapter 4, makita natin ang apex of Paul's instructions sa church. Everything he said has been built to these two verses. Paul writes to them with enthusiasm and with passion. Parang father sa kanyang anak. These are people in whom Paul has deeply and personally poured into sa kanyang buhay. He desires nothing but what is best for them and for the greater glory of God. Paul wants them to be what God created them to be. At ano po yun? To be like Christ. Yun ang kanyang naisin. Kaya ang mensahe ni Paul sa Ephesians at sa ating ngayong umaga in this passage is to grow together in Christ. Grow together in Christ. Kaya ang prayer ko sa ating ngayong umaga as we open God's Word sa Ephesians 4 is that our affection for Christ would increase or deepen, which would result in a much deeper love and concern sa bride ni Christ, the church, and to become more like Christ. Basahin po natin Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 5 to 6, this time sa English Standard Version. Ephesians 4, 15 to 16. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with it, is equipped. When each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up into love. The church is to grow together into maturity in Christ. Yan po ang ating main idea. The church is to grow together into maturity in Christ. Crossroads Church Dubai, we are called to grow together into maturity in Christ. We have divided itong passage ito into three headings. Number one, the maturity, the means of maturity. The means of maturity, that's the first part of verse 15. When we say the means of maturity, speaking the truth to one another in love. Number two, the ministry of maturity. The ministry of maturity, building up each other in love, verse 16. Building up each other in love. And number three, the measure of maturity, growing up together into Christ. Growing up together into Christ, which is going back to verse 15, second part. So the means of maturity, the ministry of maturity, and the measure of maturity. Una, makikita natin, for us to mature into Christ, we are to speak truth to one another in a loving and edifying way. Pangalawa, for the church to grow into maturity in Christ, we are to contribute to the strengthening and supporting one another in love. And finally, ang goal ng maturity is defined and directed by Christ Himself. So, simulan po natin ating pag-aaral ngayong umaga. Number one, the means of maturity, speaking the truth to one another in love. Basahin po natin ang verse 15. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. Ang desire ni Paul sa mga taga-Efeso is that they may grow in Christ together, at ang evidence ng growth na yan is seen in how they grow together in love. That's yung sign ng maturity. Nabanggit niya ito twice kung titignan ninyo sa verse 15 at saka 16, yung word na love. And this growth happens as they speak truth to each other, speak truth to one another. This counters yung deceptive false teachers who are misleading them by proclaiming a false doctrine or a false teaching. Kaya ang paalaala sa kanila ni Paul ay kung sila ay magmamature into Christ, they are not to merely proclaim the truth, but to proclaim the truth in love. Hindi lang basta-basta i-proclaim ang katotohanan, kundi i-proclaim ito ng may pagmamahal. For the church to mature, her members should speak truth and love. Truth and love. Truth and love. Truth and love are not enemies. Hindi magkaabay ang dalawa. Hindi either or sa language ng church or sa culture ng church. They are friends and should work together harmoniously for the growth ng church. So if there is truth, there is love. Katapatan natin, kapatandaan natin, Crossroads, ang marka ng isang maturing church is when her members start speaking the truth about Christ and with the love of Christ. Truth about Christ with the love of Christ. Speaking the truth in love is an expression of real Christian love. Alam ninyo, the world defines and demands a love that is more accepting or tolerant at supporting. A kind of love that is devoid of biblical truth and devoid of holiness. A type of love that parents encourage their children to be whatever they identify themselves to be. A type of love that allows loved ones to say or do anything they want as long as masaya kayo. A type of love that is passive and silent. I'd rather keep it to myself, sasabihin na lang natin. Kasi baka ma-offend o magtampo na naman itong mamang ito o itong aling ito o yung grupo na ito. Kaya manahimik na lang ako sa katotohanan ng nalalaman ko. Besides, baka ang dating ay unloving yung gagawin ko. Friends, this is not Christian love if you're withholding truth to a brother or sister in Christ. This shouldn't define ang love natin sa Crossroads. That would be unloving. Christ's love is different. When a Christian loves, a Christian hates. When a Christian loves, a Christian hates. Ano ibig sabihin ko po nito? The Christian love
hates sin. The Christian love hates sin sa kanyang buhay. Hates sin sa buhay ng mga mahal niya sa buhay. Sa buhay ng mga kapatiran.
So the Christian love hates.
Ang Christian love ay hindi tinotolerate ang kasalanan ng kapatid sa Panginoon
or allowing sin to flourish and continue to destroy them right in front of her or his face.
Instead, to grow in Christ is to grow in Christ's love.
Christian love points others to the ultimate embodiment of love, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ephesians chapter 2, 1-5 is one of the most beautiful pictures of God's love to sinners who deserves God's judgment. Why don't you turn your Bibles, flip it a page to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1-3. Let me read from verses 1-3.
Ephesians 2, verse 1.
And you were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind.
Mga kaibigan, apart from Christ, ang problema natin ay hindi lamang ang kailangan natin mag-improve.
Madalas natin sa, hindi, kailangan ko lang naman mag-self-improve para maging okay ako.
Hindi, kailangan ko lang naman ayusin yung mga, maging more disciplined ako, maging more active ako in certain activities para maging okay ako.
Mas malalim pa po ang kondisyon ng tao dyan. Mas malalim pa po ang problema natin.
We are spiritually dead sa harapan ng Bible.
We're spiritually dead people who have turned away from God and made ourselves the center of our lives.
Yan ang problema ng tao.
We follow our own desires rather than God's will. And we stand under His righteous judgment.
Sa wrath ng Panginoon.
Kaya Paul warns Timothy that people in the last days will have misplaced love.
Misplaced love.
2 Timothy 3, verse 1-2, at saka 4. You can write that down. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 to 2 hanggang 4.
In the last days, there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self.
Jump to verse 4.
Lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God.
Misplaced love.
We love many things, mga kaibigan, but we do not love God as we should.
The problem is that every love is disordered because God is not our supreme.
Our love is disordered, misplaced, because God is not the center.
Instead of worshiping our Creator, we put ourselves at the center and seek ultimate meaning, security, and happiness in created things.
The type of love, itong type of love na ito, is idolatrous.
This is called the sin of self-glorification,
self-glorifying.
And God doesn't share His glory to anyone, according to Isaiah 42.
God is holy, and all idolaters and rebels are eternally punished by God.
But friends, the glory of Ephesians chapter 2 is that God's love appears when we utterly, undeservingly, and deserving of His judgment. He extended His grace.
Continue to read sa verses, chapter 2 ng Ephesians. This time we're going to read verses 4 hanggang 5.
But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
Jesus Christ came to save sinners. He died for our sins, on the third day rose again, so that everyone who repents and believes in Him may be forgiven
and reconciled to God and given new life. Friend, this is love. This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and He sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Meaning Christ satisfied the wrath of God in our place. You can read that in John 4. Friend, we are in desperate need of God's saving love. God's saving love to reconcile us to Himself and bring us back to Him. Friend, if you have never trusted Christ to save you from your sins, I plead with you, I urge you, turn away from your sin and turn to Christ today. Trust Jesus and what He has done on the cross for you today, now. Now is the day of salvation. And if you do, you will no longer stand under God's wrath, but will be reconciled to Him and receive all the blessings of His love through His Son. That's the good news. The God who is rich in mercy delights in saving sinners. That's a wonderful news. So I urge you, repent and believe in Christ. God didn't love us because we deserve it. He loved us because He chose to love us. That's a robust type of love. And His love has a transforming effect to us individually and to a certain community. At paano dapat maapektuhan ang transforming love ng Panginoon ang pagmamahala natin dito sa Crossroads? Well, let me give you a few. Una, dito sa Crossroads, since we have experienced and received the love of God, we love one another with the love of God. We love one another with the love of God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 11, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Hindi basihan ang ating pag-ibig sa isa't isa, it's because of may shared interest tayo. O dahil kababata kita, o dahil siguro ang haba na ng pinagdaanan natin. O dahil meron siguro akong certain liking sa'yo, kaya yun ang basis ng aking love sa iyo. Hindi po yun ang basis. Since we are loved by God, dapat lang na we love each other with the love of God. God's love defines and directs our love towards one another. Yun dapat ang basihan ng ating pag-ibig sa bawat isa. Sinabi ng aking kaibigan before, sabi niya, we speak truth of Christian love in love. We speak truth of Christ in love. Bakit daw? Because God in love brought the truth of Christ in us. Let me say that again. It's wonderful. I made it a quote. We speak truth of Christ in love because God in love brought the truth of Christ to us. Ang motive natin ngayon in speaking truth sa mga kapatiran natin dito sa Crossroads is that they would know the love of God and together grow in love. If I'm going to talk truth sa inyo in love, ang motivation ko is because of the love of God in order for us to grow together sa love, sa larangan ng pag-ibig. So, we love with the love of God and no other else. Well, it's easy kung asawa mo'y kapatiran mo rin. Praise God, that's an added bonus. Pero ang pinaka-basis why you love your husband, it's because of the love of God. All the more. Ephesians chapter 5 tells us about that. Second, we continue to love even when we are wronged. Ouch. And by the way, nasa konteksto ng local church, hindi yung kopisinahan mo. Hindi yung kamag-anak mo sa Pilipinas. No? We continue to love even when we are wronged by brothers and sisters. Let's be more tangible. We continue to love one another even when we are wronged by other members of Crossroads. We choose to love. Tandaan po natin that God loved us when we were still dead. God loved us while we are His enemies. Still dead to our sins. I'm sorry, Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God shows His love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So yan ang basehan ng pagmamahal natin sa ating kapatiran. Isang paraan na kailangan natin, isang bahagi na kailangan natin tignan. Kahit na-offend tayo, hindi magbabago yung pagmamahal na yan. Ang ibig sabihin nito sa ating Crossroads, we love brothers and sisters even when they have sinned against us. Regardless kung gaano kalalim yan, we are to love them because Christ died for His enemies. Ayan, kapatid mo na yan. We don't withdraw our love when we are wrong. Kasi yun ang natural default natin. We gravitate towards withdrawing ourselves, giving silent treatments, or being sarcastic, or being upright, bold, boldly rude. Hindi ho dapat ganun. We don't withdraw our love when we are wrong. We give love freely. We don't earn each other's love. So we love one another. And this is hard in this side of heaven. Hindi ho madali ito. I'm not saying this is easy. But we do have the Spirit of God in us, working in and through us. Kung meron man nakasakit sa atin na members, ipakita mo ang pag-ibig ng Panginoon. And maybe through that, that person would be convicted and even ask forgiveness. Can I say this, siguro notch up ng konti? Love toxic people. Huwag niyong iwasan. The world will tell you, avoid toxic people. Ayoko ng toxic people. Sino ba may gusto? Wala naman siguro may gusto ng toxic people. But you are not your own anymore. The love that you possess is the love of God who died for toxic people. So guess what? Regardless the members yan, na may attitude na toxic, love them. Love them. Show the love of God. And we do that together. We do that together. Okay? We do that together. Third, we love because love is transformative. Yun ang klase ng pag-ibig ng Panginoon. It transforms us and it transforms others. God's love transformed us. Totoo yun, di ba? When we have responded to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, He transformed us. His love transformed us. His love working in and through us can transform others. It can transform others. God's love has a goal, and that is to transform His people to be like His Son. To be like His Son. And our love for each other should have the same goal. Kung ang goal ni Christ is to love us and to make us more and more like Christ, and dapat yun din natin goal. We will love and love and love para mapakita natin ang pag-ibig ni Kristo sa atin and transforms others as well. To see each other transformed to become more like Christ is yung goal. Friends, does the way we treat each other dito sa Crossroads look like the way God has treated us? Ganyan ba ang klaseng pag-ibig na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon? The way we treat one another. Is God's love reflected when we speak truth to others? Or just puro truth na lang? That doesn't matter, bato-bato sa langit. Tama na, huwag magalit. Basta bibitawan ko ng katotohanan to. Walang love. Yung motivation is love. Yung paraan, love din. Yung puso, at yung lalabas sa nguso, yung paraan. Kasi minsan, tayo yung Mr. and Mrs. Righteous Indignation. And truthfully, dapat lang. We should stand for what is right. But sometimes being self, yung righteous indignation can quickly turn into self-righteousness. Kung hindi tayo mag-iingat. So we need the Spirit of God, the love of God. Be prayerful pagdating sa mga ganyan. Speak truth in love. So friends, love your enemies. Love the people who hurt us. So, is God's love reflected when we speak truth to others? Does our love reflect God's motivation in loving others. Nakikita, tama ba yung motivation natin in speaking truth sa mga kapatiran? Hindi lamang kung ano yung sasabihin, kung hindi yung motibo. So, dalawa po yan.
Since God's love is in us, it will dramatically affect how we love each other dito sa Crossroads. And it should affect us.
Dito sa Crossroads, madalas nating sabihin, maging resolve to be awkward. Sa mga bago, siguro ngayon nyo lang narinig yan. Maging resolve tayo to be awkward.
What we mean is that love calls us to move towards one another intentionally. Even when it feels uncomfortable. Even if it feels awkward.
So we learn to step into each other's lives and engage ang bawat isa sa real talk. We must engage each other sa real talk. We ask real questions. Halimbawa, how have you been fighting sin this week? Another question would be, how have you been treating your wife or husband these past days? Be intentional with these questions. I praise God. I met young men for discipleship. And I was so encouraged to hear that these men are messaging each other this past week, reminding each other of the truth of the gospel, recalling out one another. Such joy to my heart, marinig yon, because they are being intentional, because they took it to heart yung last week when we saw now we are to wage war against sin. And this is one way of waging war against sin, is to be intentional to one another. Not to intrude, but to love well. Yun ang ating heart. Yun ang focus natin. Not to be intrusive, but to love well, to understand, and to come alongside each other in grace.
Maraming paraan kung paano natin pwede isabuhay ang speaking the truth in love dito sa Crossroads. I'll mention a few. We do that by praying the word to one another.
Pray the word. Stay after the service. Look for someone to pray for. Saturate that prayers with the gospel. Saturate those prayers with God's word. We counsel one another with God's word. We counsel one another with God's word. We sing the word to one another. Kagaya ng ginawa natin kanina, we were singing to one another God's word. We confront one another's sin with the word. We confront one another's sin with the word. We share the hope that we have in Christ with the disheartened. And we remind those struggling with sin that there is victory over these circumstances because of Christ. When we show love to others, we also grow in love together. When we show love to others, we also grow in love together. As we love others well, we teach them how to love others well.
Naririnig natin ito eh. Love others well. Yes, praise God. Nakita ko sa Bible yan. Gusto ko yan. Marami akong verses sa isip patungkol dyan. Ano ba itsura niyan?
Ipakita natin kung ano ibig sabihin loving each other well. Love others well. Kasi if you love, be committed sa mga members ng Crossroads. I'm not talking about everyone. It will take time before we do that. But to intentionally love brothers and sisters well will model to them how to love others well.
We need to show them. Not everything is taught. A lot of things in our lives are caught.
Show them. Show them na informed yung love mo.
As we love others, we also model others to love. The way you love brothers and sisters dito sa Crossroads ay nagiging example rin sa kanila kung paano magmahal.
And as love is shown and learned, as love is shown, learned dito sa Crossroads, it spreads. It spreads. As love grows, the church grows. Kasi people are attracted to that type of love.
As the church grows in love, she grows up into Christ.
This is how Christ builds his church, not merely by increasing her numbers. but by growing His people together in love and in truth. Number two, the ministry of maturity. The ministry of maturity, building up each other in love. That's a verse 16 po ito. As Paul exhorts the Christians in Ephesus to grow up, he also exhorts us as a church to grow up together as a covenant community. Kita niyo yung element ng laging together, together as a community, as a family. Ito'y responsibility ng bawat membro ng Crossroads. The church is to grow together into maturity in Christ. We grow together. Naalala ko nung buntis yung panganay kong kapatid sa kanyang firstborn, I regularly accompany her sa hospital to see how, para ma-check yung baby niya if okay. No? The doctor did some test on her, and most of you are very familiar with this, and part of what was kung anong klaseng test, yung tinatawag na ultrasound. It's a type of scan that uses high-frequency sound waves to make an image of a person's internal body parts. Ginawa nila ang procedure na ito para makita kung si baby is growing normally, yung mga parts ng kanyang body, ng kanyang organ. If every part and organ is growing, maturing together, magandang sign po yan. Mahalaga po ito dahil a lack of growth in one part might prevent improper growth to another part. This is how God designed our physical bodies, to grow in one united, unified whole. Similarly, Paul uses a similar imagery. Paul uses the body to picture how, as a church, we are interdependent to one another for growth and maturity. We are interdependent. We depend on one another sa ating growth and maturity. Ephesians 4:16. Flip back to Ephesians 4:16. Sabi dyan, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds it up in love. So Paul describes the church as a body in two different ways. Una, and they complement the whole body. Nabanggit yan sa verse 16. When Paul mentions the whole body, he's talking about the members of the church. For the church to grow, kinakailangan ng bawat isang miyembro. Hindi isa lang, hindi dalawa, hindi tatlo, lahat ng membership. We need all together, lahat. Lahat ng 218 total membership ng grow, we need each other to grow and to mature. When a person comes to faith in Christ and becomes a member of a church, the person is immediately part of and needed for the church's growth. Bago ako member, Pastor, what can I do? Well, part ka ng growth program ng Panginoon sa church. You have to be part sa growth. You're needed. Ephesians 4 is showing us that our individual growth fits in the growth of a local church. To grow in Christ and to grow in Christ's love, we have to be members of a local church. To grow in Christ and to grow in Christ's love, we have to be members of a local church. Maraming sinasabi mo, Pastor, hindi ko kailangan maging part ng isang local church. Hindi ko kailangan maging member ng isang local church. Ayoko ng mga ganong drama. Madrama ang church. You know what? You could be right. Maraming drama ang church. Pero these are people who are saved by grace. At dahan-dahan binabago ng Panginoon. One degree of glory after another. If you're not part of a church, you're missing out. Especially sa growth mo. Friend, if you say you love Jesus and you don't like the church, then what you are really saying is that you don't like Jesus. Because Jesus loved the church, that He gave His life for her. So if you hate the church, you're saying you hate Jesus. Friend, I cannot stress this enough. If you have been attending Crossroads for a while and still have not committed to joining the body, then you will never fully grow. Hindi ka magmamature. God created us for relationships, and when He has saved us through Christ individually, He also saved us into a community, into a family. He made us members of a body. The whole body makes us grow spiritually. Church membership is good for our souls, and we teach this in membership class, and we teach this madalas mismo sa sermons. James said, the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Don't, friend, don't be an easy prey for the devil kung ikaw lang ang mag-isa, if you walk in isolation. It's easy to get consumed with fancy meals, nice cars, bigger flats or villas, modern gadgetries, handbags, cell phones, designer clothing, travel. It's easy to be consumed by that. But God has brought us each dito sa Dubai for a reason. Hindi aksidente na nandito ko ngayon at naririnig mo yung specific part na to ng sermon. Maring you were dozing off sa first part, pero all of a sudden this caught your attention. Hindi aksidente yan. The sovereign God of the universe have brought you here, dito sa UAE, here in this room, to know Him and to make Him known, not to make us known. The church is a display of God's glory to the world, sabi ni Mark Bever sa kanyang book. Kailangan natin paalalahanan ng bawat isa sa katotohanan ng ito. You need a group of people, a membership ng isang local church to remind you of these truths. Kami mga pastor, kailangan namin ang mga paalaala na ito. We need you to remind us of our purpose in moments of discouragement. Yes, we do get discouragement. We get, na-disheartened din kami, napaghihinaan din kami ng loob. We need you just in case we're starting to veer off to the wrong doctrine or sin. We need you to speak truth in love sa amin. Church membership means you are submitting yourself to other believers and to the discipline of the whole church. Friends, our hearts are prone to wonder. Wander from the ways of the Lord. We need one another to speak into each other's lives. We need the church to kindly and patiently warn us if our lives are starting to deny Christ or if we are not walking in step with the gospel. We need the church. And if you are a Christian, a solo flight Christian, a Lone Ranger Christian, a JAM Christian, JAM, Jesus and Me, type of a Christian, you will not grow. And you are in danger. You are in danger. If necessary, even discipline us if kinakailangan namin mabring to repentance. So friend, what's the real reason why you have not joined a church yet, a local church yet? I'm not just particularly nag-shout out sa Crossroads. There are a lot of good churches around here. Redeemer Church of Dubai, Evangelical Christian Church of Dubai, Emmanuel Church of Fujairah, Grace Baptist Church Sharjah, Grace Reformed Baptist Church here in Deira, Ras Al Khaimah Evangelical. There are a lot of good churches. Providence Church dun sa Alcusais. A lot of good churches. So ang question ko sa inyo, what's the holdup? What's keeping you from being part of a church? Could it be that you're looking for a church that would best fit your preferences? Friends, the church is not about you. It's not about you. The church is not about me. Our lives are meant to be lived for God and for others. Sinasayang mo yung oras mo. Dito sa Dubai, nasayang mo yung pagkakataon na ikay pwedeng lumago sa Panginoon. Church membership should be taken seriously. We are members linked to a body and build up to one another. If you think you will grow in your detachment from the church, you are wrong. Because the whole body should grow together. This is also true sa mga members ng church. If you start to isolate yourself from your brothers and sisters who you have covenanted with, manglalamig ka. And you are in danger. So Paul described the church as the whole body, but also sa verse 16, tawag din parts of the body. Pinanggantihan niya, parts of the body. Look at your Bibles. The body grows together. The growth depends on the individual parts. When I was in high school, madalas ako mag-basketball. Isa ako sa mga tinatawag na solar boys. Pag sabing solar boys, nung panahon namin, kahit tanghaling tapat, nagbabasketball. Ang iitim na, no? Dahil sa sobrang sunog na yung mga balat. No? Ang papayat na, walang lunch, basta basketball. Basketball is life. No? There was a time I took a jump shot at yung nagbabantay sa harapan ko, hindi ako sinabayan sa pagtalon. So great, I got a clear shot. Kaso, pagbaba ko sa pagkatalon, I landed on his foot. So, hematoma ho, simula ankle hanggang likod. My ankle was twisted. It was twisted so badly, I was barely ambulatory. Galit na galit yung tatay ko sa akin, basketball, basketball, hindi naman binabayaran dyan. So, ngayon, paano ka, sino magbabayad niya? Of course, he's thinking about he's paying for the bill, right? Pero, here's my point. My whole body was affected by that injury, by that bad ankle. I was unable to function well. The working of each part of the body, physical body, is necessary for the whole body to function well. Tama? Yun lang sumakit yung ngipin mo, di ba? Parang apektado ka na. Yun nga lang yung pagising mo sa umaga, alam mo yung hinlilit sa paa mo, tumama sa kanto ng kama? Paralisya ka na, di ba? Kung ano na nasasabi natin. O, minsan naman sa alulod. Tatama. And we feel paralyzed. So, the working of each part, they are interdependent. Ang church ay may similar na principle. The church is a body that shares equal responsibilities in the parts. Every member is important for growth. Our responsibility is to work for the unity of the church. Ito ang point ni Paul throughout the book ng Ephesians. So chapter 2, verse 16, Christ died to make His people one. So chapter 4, Christ gave gifts to the church in order to equip the saints for the work of ministry. And being equipped, we build up the body of Christ. Kung ito ang case, then the goal of pastors, the goal of teachers, ang preaching at teaching nila, and members being equipped to minister to one another, is to build the unity or build the unity of faith in the knowledge of the Son of God. We are to maintain it. Ang bawat miyembro ngayon ay nagsisilbing instrumento para sa unity of God's body. If we become humble students of God's Word, God will equip us to serve one another. Ephesians 4, 1-5, Paul gave some practical ways we can work together as a whole in unity. Go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1-5. Sabi po dyan, I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, this is Paul, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Isa-isayin natin ang paraan we can work together as a whole in unity. Una, if we're to serve one another, grow one another in love, kailangan may humility. Kailangan may humility. Sabi yan sa first two, di ba? With humility. When we put others first before ourselves, it will strengthen the church's unity. Pride weakens and divides the church. If you want to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you must allow brothers and sisters to teach you. And you should humbly accept doctrinal teaching. We must humbly accept that there are areas na hindi natin alam. The hardest things in life is to unlearn things. That is why we need one another to help us unlearn things and learn what is biblical things. And that will take humility. Second, gentleness. If we are to serve and grow one another in Christ, there should be gentleness. As a church, when we speak with grace, kindness, and compassion, we grow the bond of Christ that holds us together. Anger, harshness, slander, and gossip, ito po ang nagwawasak ng bonds ng church. Patience. Ang patience ay nagmumula sa isang pusong kinikilala na to be together is better to be apart. Patience would say, wala akong pasensya sa tao to, kaya hihiwalay ko na yung sarili ko sa tao na to. Ilang beses ko na sinabi, hindi, ba't ko pa ulitin? And trust me, I catch myself on this. And I'm not proud of it. I hate it. I try to kill it. We need to be patient towards one another. Kasi the more you get to know one another, the more you will see yung rough edges ng bawat isa. And the more you see yung rough edges, yung gaspang ng bawat isa, ma-offend tayo. Hindi dahil sa sinasadya, minsan sinasadya nila, minsan dahil nga sa pagiging fallenness, gaspang, maapektuhan ho tayo. And guess what? Meron ka rin. So we are to be patient one another. As just as Christ is patient, God is patient to us, who did not treat us as our sins deserve. Again, yung patience natin is still gospel founded. God has been patient with us. We become patient to others. Fourth, bearing with one another in love. Love means treating each other with value and importance. Love motivates us to come alongside someone who is hurting and struggling, even if it costs us our time, our energy, and resources. Crossroads, are you willing to be inconvenienced in order to love someone well? Are you willing to be inconvenienced financially? Are you willing to be inconvenienced physically? Pagod ka na buong araw? May kapatiran na nangangailangan ng tulong? Are you willing to be inconvenienced sa time mo? If we want to love well, we must be eager to maintain the unity. We must be eager to bear one another in love. Fifth, be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit. Unity, so church, unity is not a product we produce, but a gift that God gave to us, those who had placed their faith in Christ. That's why we are to steward them. We are to maintain the unity in church. Brothers and sisters, pour into others. I always use that language, pouring in, which means just like emptying yourself, giving yourself, pouring into others. Pour into others' lives. Invest truth in the lives of others, even though no one is noticing you. Minsan, when we try to pour in truth from the pulpit or from the one-to-one, we try to speak truth to people, and it seems like nothing is working. It seems like hindi tayo pinakikinggan. It seems like no one is noticing us. Ito ang advice ko po sa inyo as a pastor na hindi ganun katandaan pero nararamdaman na. Tuloyin nyo lang. Keep speaking truth even no one notices you. Keep loving well even though walang nagpapasalamat sa inyo. Be careful with expectations. If I serve this way, kailangan may sukle. Wala. Again, ano ba ang gospel love Christ gave? Nangingiba ng sukle. O tapatan ninyo? Walang nang tapat-tapat. Walang utang na loob. Minsan yung utang na loob na kultura natin na Pilipino, medyo hindi maganda ho yan eh. Kaya nga may kasabihan din tayo. Mas maganda na may utang sa pera kaysa utang na loob. Why? Because you're bound by that. When we give with our love to one another, kalimutan niyo na yan, kapatid kita eh. Because my love is God's love. It's a gospel-saturated love. Gospel-founded love. Pour into others. Invest your lives to one another, even though na hindi ito nababalik. Meron tayong member dati na senior citizen who was actively engaged sa life ng church. Now, I know what you're thinking. Konti lang ang senior citizen ng church ngayon at saka noon. So, probably, iniisip niya kung sino siya. Baka maaaring tama ka. So, since di ako nakapagpaalam, I need to
Keep it anonymous. Now, she doesn't play an instrument. She doesn't sing sa backup. Since she is of age, she is limited of what she can do. But this did not stop her from serving the body well, loving the body well. After the service, she makes sure she talks and encourages members, no first-time visitors, with a word and prays for them. On a weekday, she leads a women's Bible study and meets with women for discipleship. Right? Kasi in person or Zoom. Madalas in Zoom because of her limitation. She is contributing. You know what? Wala masyado nakakapansin noon. Wala kasi sa harapan. I'm not saying those who are serving sa harapan ay masama. No. But there are sometimes mga ministries na hindi nakikita. Pero this person is serving the body well. She is serving, loving the body in a glorious way. Speaking truth to sisters in Christ. She may not be noticed, but her humble, gentle, patient, and loving heart has served Crossroads well, helping to strengthen our bonds. There's another group na kung saan hindi nyo nakikita. It's the setup team. It's the sound team. Hindi magically, all of a sudden, may mga stand dito, tsaka may mga ilaw dyan, may mga mic. There are devoted men who come every week, unnoticed. They are the first to come and the last to leave. They are pouring in sa body, and we're benefiting. And we don't notice. So let's notice to praise God sa life nila. Lahat ng part ng sound team and said, will you please stand? I know I don't want to embarrass you. I just want to praise the Lord for your lives. Please stand. Kung hindi tatawagin ko pangalan ninyo. Even you twa. Look around, friends. These are men who are working hard to serve the body and love you well. Please sit down. Pwede rin tumayo hanggat matapos. So. These serve not to be noticed. Brothers and sisters, your investment of truth in the lives of others may not be noticed. Maring walang nakakaalam. But if you will be humble, gentle, patient, bear with one another in love, you will serve Crossroads to what is most important to God. And that is what? Strengthening the bond. Yun ang ginagawa mo. Friends, maintain the unity of the church in your words and in your deeds, and safeguard it so that we may grow as a whole. Number three and last, the measure of maturity. The measure of maturity, growing up together into Christ. Growing up together into Christ. Second part in verse 15. We are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. The goal of church growth is Christ. The goal of church growth is Christ. Christ is our source of growth. He is the goal. He is the source of our growth. Kung mapapansin ninyo, Jesus is the beginning and ending point ng church. So, sa book of Ephesians, God's plan to glorify Himself is by uniting to Himself His people through Christ. Our growth in Christ is based on the love of God. Minsan, sa members meeting natin, o namin, sa mga hindi members, we take time for members to share what the Lord is doing sa life nila or nagigive sila ng testimony. And usually, you would hear lives growing in holiness. Testimonies of change of character. One that is becoming more and more like Christ. Yan yung mga maririnig yung mga testimonies. And by the end of that time, we hear that it's more about what Christ has done rather than them. These things we can never do outside of Jesus. This is Christ working in and through of us. Three things to remember and then we'll end. First, Christ is the source. Christ is the source of our growth. Through Christ, we are blessed. Siya ang source ng ating salvation. Siya rin ang source ng ating sanctification. Christ is the source of our good works. Our existence as Crossroads is because Christ's death reconciled us to the Father.
He assures us that we will grow. We will grow. Yan yung promise. Regardless of persecution or challenges or conflict, the gates of hell shall not prevail. That's a promise. He assures us that Crossroads Church of Tobias, we walk faithfully, maintain the unity by God's grace, we will grow. Second, Christ is the goal of our growth. He's not only the source of our growth, He is the goal of our growth. We will grow to be like Him, to change us, to mature us, to become like Christ, which is what God created us to be. Para slowly maging kawangis tayo ng Kanyang anak na si Kristo. Yan ang growth, yan ang goal, yan ang source of growth, yun naman yung goal ng growth, is to become like Christ. And I praise God of evidences of grace sa life ng bawat isa sa inyo. Some of you I've walked personally, and what joy to see you experiencing and seeing one degree of glory after another. Na binabago ka ng Panginoon daan-daan from your theological point of view to your way of life. Yun naman ang efficiency, theology at saka practical, how do you apply yung theology na yun. Third, Christ is our head. Christ is our head. Paul repeats this title 3 times. Sa title ni Jesus, 3 times, Christ is our head. Well, chapter 1, verse 22, chapter 4, verse 15, chapter 5, verse 22, He is the one leading this body. Christ is our head. And Crossroads Church Dubai, this is a good reminder that it's not one man, it's not several men, it's not one woman, and not several, not, but Christ is the head of this church. Christ is the head of this church. This is why this church should be fed the way Jesus feeds His sheep. You should love one another the way Jesus loves. You should love one another the way Jesus loves us. Its mission should be God's mission. And God's mission to church is the Great Commission. Its purpose should be God's purpose. Mark 12:30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. As we conclude, Christ is our source of growth. Christ is the goal of our growth. Where we'll grow to be more and more like Him. We need Christ and we need each other to change at saka mag-mature. Ito ang prayer ko sa atin, sa aming mga elders, as we lead Crossroads, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. And brothers and sisters, darating ang araw when we will all stop growing. Darating ang araw that we will stop maturing and we will be completely full of Him. And will bring glory to God when He comes back. Jesus is the beginning and ending point of the church. In Ephesians, God's plan to glorify Himself is by uniting to Himself with His people through Christ. Our growth into Christ is based on the love of God. So, Crossroads, here's your one takeaway. Let us grow together into maturity in Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word and for Your great love toward us in Christ. Thank You that while we were dead in our sins, You made us alive together with Him by Your grace. We pray that You would help Crossroads Church Dubai to speak the truth with love. We pray that You would help us to speak truth with love to one another, to build up one another in love, and to grow together into maturity that is found in Christ our head. Sa mga hindi pa nagtitiwala sa inyo bilang tagapagligtas at Diyos ng kanilang buhay, grant them repentance and faith. Open their eyes to see their need for Your mercy and the sufficiency of Your Son, Jesus. May they turn to Him and find forgiveness, life, reconciliation to You. And may You continue to build our church for Your glory until the day we are presented mature in Christ. Sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen.